for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Flames are still smoldering at a warehouse in Ontario that was burned down a month ago in an arson fire. Ontario officials say demolition prepares are underway for the former paper distribution center. But as KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, residents are concerned about the smoldering.
The Kimberly-Clark warehouse was burned down by a disgruntled employee in April. Fire officials say paper goods inside fueled the blaze that severely damaged it. Firefighters contained the blaze inside, but the warehouse continues to burn. And in recent days, residents have complained about the smoke. Roxana Rubio lives nearby and says she was hesitant to go outside because of her allergies.
I've been okay, just I have to walk my three dogs, so it's still a little heavy on the breathing. I can sense that.
Rubio also says she and her neighbors have a lot of questions about what officials plan to do during and after demolition.
When they mean demolishing, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to demolish the whole thing or just clean up, and are they going to get engineers? Who knows? Those are questions that not just myself, but I know communities that our neighbors have as well.
Dan Bell, a spokesperson with the City of Ontario, says the site could be demolished in the next 2 weeks. Kimberly Clark did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Ontario.
May is Stroke Awareness Month, and stroke survivors and doctors say the key to recovery is patience and optimism. Suzanne Potter with California News Service explains.
During a stroke, blood vessels become blocked or burst, depriving certain parts of the brain of oxygen. Precious Guan, who lives in Cerritos, is a former nurse who suffered her first stroke at age 28 and a second a few months later. She had trouble walking and swallowing, but 9 years later, she's made significant progress and urges patients to stay the course.
It's just a really long process, and sometimes it's kind of hard to gauge whether what you're doing is helping. But in the long run, that's when you kind of start to notice the changes.
Juan has regained mobility and can now participate in mile-long heart walks. It's very important to get to the ER right away if you show signs of a stroke. Experts have developed an acronym to help people remember the symptoms, BFAST. It stands for balance loss, eye or vision changes, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. Some stroke damage can be reduced or reversed if the patient gets immediate treatment. May Noor, an interventional neurologist with UCLA Health, is a volunteer expert for the American Heart Association. She says early recovery is a very good sign.
The greatest recovery perhaps is in the first 6 weeks to 3 months of big milestones, but that recovery continues up to 1 year, and where someone finds themselves after 1 year is their new baseline.
She adds that stroke survivors who keep their spirits up and dedicate themselves to their rehabilitation plan can make slow and steady progress with physical, occupational, speech, and vision therapy. Noor sees patients in the office, but also works on an ambulance equipped with a mobile stroke unit, one of three that serve Los Angeles County. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
More than three dozen Riverside County residents have been arrested in connection with child pornography. A total of 42 suspects are now behind bars as part of what police called Operation Volcano. Police say they launched the operation to track down people possessing and peddling child sex abuse images and video. Police add that the arrests are the culmination of a year-long investigation targeting distributors and users of child pornography. The Interior Department is canceling a rule that put public lands conservation on equal footing with development. It's part of President Donald Trump's attempt to boost drilling, logging, mining, and grazing on taxpayer-owned land. The land rule was a key part of efforts under former President Joe Biden to refocus the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management. The agency oversees about 10% of all land in the U.S. and has long concentrated on development. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.